Now, the friends that you made during the first 5 years you were in Pittsburgh, did you remain friends with them?
We were good friends with them.
I mean, throughout the rest of your life?
We made good, she made good, we were good friends.
I mean, in the following years, any of your friends remained friends? No, the friends that you made when you were a girl. Did you remain friends with them when you were in later years? Like 20 years later, you were still friends?
Yeah, we were good friends with them, yeah, later on.
Did you have any other family here in Pittsburgh besides your cousin?
My question is, I don't know what since you came to Oakland.
I mean, when you first came to Pittsburgh, were there any other relatives here? Any other Mishpacha?
No,
just the one cousin.
People from our city used to be here. We were good friends. But my cousin died. Not so many years later.
And at Pesach, did you have seders at home with anybody special?
She came here. My father used to make seders.
Yeah. Did you invite people to seders?
No, he was not so rich, you know.
And of course,
and when he came, you know, there are so much rooms, you are not invited. So he was not living long.
And after he died,
And after he died, so you didn't make a seder?
Did you keep in touch with your family in Europe after you came here?
Yeah, we used to get letters from my sister. And after a few years later, she died.
I see.
And my brother died a few years later. Okay.
Are you an American citizen now, Mrs.
Yeah.
Yeah. How did you become a citizen? Through your husband or?
No, first by then, and I took up the first thing in the papers. Then after I got married, I went with you and took up the second papers. Or the second papers, I took up the second.
Do you remember when you first voted?
My mother was never citizen.
No, I say, do you remember when you first voted?
Oh, then you didn't vote.
Do you remember which election it was? The first time you voted?
In Oakland. No, after you we lived. We lived after you, so we didn't have to vote in.
That was the first time you voted?
It was a few years later when we were in America. We were more comfortable there.
You don't remember how many years after you came here that you voted for the first time?
Oh, it's been a few years. Five years. I got a citizenship.
Yeah, how long did you have to wait to become a citizen? Was it 3 years before you could file, or do you remember?
I got the first papers when I was 2 years older than Pittsburgh.
3 years?
It was more. And the second papers, I took them, and my husband helped me. He did die, and he was a citizen, so I went there.
So you say maybe like 8 years after you were in Pittsburgh?
Maybe more.
10. I just wanted to get an idea. Did you belong to a party, Democrat, Republican? Do you remember?
Democrat.
Do you remember why you're a Democrat? But that was what your husband said, or you felt it? Did you feel that was? Did you think much about it then, or?
Yeah. I know the Democrats were better than the other ones.
You felt that? Did you feel they were more for the working people? Is that
yes.
Did you? When you were your husband active in the Democratic Party?
Yeah,
were you active in the party itself? Did you belong, help them work for an election?
Yes, to work, to go to vote.
I mean, did you go tell people go vote? Did you stay at the polls? Did you take part in that?
Yeah. You used to say the organic rather vegetable, the other potato, Republican.
But I mean, did you go to meetings with the Democratic Party or anything like that?
No, I think we
no.
Did.
Okay. How did you meet your husband, Mrs. Lee?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I met him somewhere in a house in Mary. And he started coming into our house and living in it.
Mm-hmm. How long did you go with him before you got married?
A week.
A week? You mean you got married a week after you met him? It must have been terrific. How old was he?
Well, he was older than me.
Much older? And was he, what kind of work did he do?
Teaching about the Jewish means in a skier.
Oh, yeah.
Overseer.
Yeah.
He used to take care of Kusha.
Where?
He used to work in Montego Hospital. He was to get a job there, and he was 28 years or 29 years he had a job there.
Mm-hmm.
He used to take, you know, there is a Jewish kitchen, and there is a kosher kitchen, and there is a Gentile kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
So he used to take care of the, and the kosher, you know, the people who were working there, they should be kosher. He take care of this, and take care of this. Maybe somebody takes a dish for the, they eat milk, they put in the tray meat, so he used to take care and everything in kosher.
Mm-hmm. It must have been a good job.
Yeah, I'd like to.
Yeah. Was it a good living? So this was not a shidduch. It was not a shidduch. Was it a shidduch?
I had even, you know, I like him and I like him.
Mm-hmm. Do you think if you had stayed in Europe, that your family would have had to have a shidduch for you? Did they do that in your town?
In my town?
Yeah. If you were in Europe.
Well, if I was to be there, I would go.
I mean, your father would have arranged a marriage for you, probably.
When I was in Europe, I started the year before, when I was a young girl, and I came into my girlfriend across the street from me. So I met a fellow who was from another city. And he was sitting there by the table, the relevant one in the night, and he came to say goodbye to the people, they were the relatives.
Mm-hmm.
And after I found out, his mother was from our country, his grandfather was from our country, actually we had a nice family.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, the relevant one in the night, I started to go home, he said, I'll take you home. I said, no, I didn't cross the street, I'm not afraid. He said, no, never mind. It's 12 o'clock in the night time. I can't remember when. I'll take you home. He took me home, said goodbye to me. He said, you leave a letter for me, then I'll give it to them. I said, well, is he crazy? Why? He has to go to America. Why is he going to send me a letter? It took a couple days, you know, in the morning he went away to America.
Mm-hmm.
It took a couple days, I had a letter. I can send you an address now because I'm in the way, but when I'll come to America, I'll send you a letter. So I said to myself, what for is going to send me a letter? He's an American, I'm here. So I thought, it's a matter. So I do 3 weeks, 4 weeks, you know, till he came here, till the letter came back.
Mm-hmm.
I had a letter, and he said, well, now this is my address. And soon you're going to answer me. This letter was sent, you know, at the same Jewish Schiffskasten.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the ticket for company.
Mm-hmm.
I said to myself, nobody from my family is in America. I didn't know he going to go to.
Mm-hmm.
So what for why I'm going to go? I took the letter. And so my parents said, well, it's nice for you. You should at least answer him if you don't want to. So, I didn't answer him. Was a bird.
Mm-hmm.
A few years later, my girlfriend sent me a letter. I don't know even if he's in this city. And so my girlfriend sent me a letter in the address. I look at the address. He lives not far from me. And I did nothing.
Mm-hmm.
She said I should go to him. And I should tell her you should rest for that. She's in the bed. She wasn't in my city, she was in another city. She got me in. I came to him and I gave him, no, he wasn't home. He was in the bed. I gave her the address, you know, where I live. So he came to me and I said, I have a letter for you, a friend. And I told him, she knows you should rent for that. I don't know if he helped or not. I don't know. This is not mine.
Your husband, was he from the same country as you in Europe? Where was, what country was your husband from?
Austria.
From where?
Austria. The Lithuania.
Oh, it's Yugoslavia. Austria.
They call it Austria. Yeah.
It was Yugoslavia.
Yeah, Austria.
Did that bother you?
Austria.
My mother was from Galicia.
Yeah,
that was Austria. Franz Josef. That was the Austria. Did that bother you that he was a Galiciano, or would you rather marry a Letbach? Let him be a Letbach. Did you get along okay when you first got married? You hear nowadays kids, didn't they have such troubles? Was he the boss in the family?
He was the boss.
Was he the boss or were you the boss?
I was the boss and he was the boss.
I mean, if you had to make a decision, was it his decision or
sure, sure,
together?
Together.
Did you have any children, Mrs. Lincoln?
No, no children. He had children.
Oh, was, this was a second marriage for him?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And did you raise the children?
No, they were bigger.
They were bigger, that is. Mm-hmm. They weren't in your house?
It wasn't bad. Their kids were in the house, and I don't know.
Did the fact that he had any other children cause any problems? Did you get along with the children, or did you? And did you have to send them to school? Did they stay in your house?
They were bigger.
Big, you mean what? 15?
I don't have to send them to school.
I mean, they went to work already?
Yeah.
Well, it looks to be like I've covered most of the questions. Your husband must have been considerably older than you, but was your husband much older than you?
He was 3 years older. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that just about covers all the material that they want to know about how the people lived, and it was very interesting. Well, your father was unhappy here.
Oh, no. He was miserable. Yeah, I wouldn't go back. I wouldn't stay there. I wouldn't go back.
Uh-huh. How did your mother feel? Did your mother like it?
Yeah, my mother said, well, my kid says, I'm going to go back. He said, no, they're going to go back to him. He said, no, he didn't. He didn't go back.
Why didn't you, why was your father so unhappy here?
Because he didn't feel so good.
He didn't feel well when he came here.
Yeah, and then even then in the she was at the night, I don't know nobody. Nobody knows me. And when I go there, I'm not sure. Like in my eyes. I just like in my eyes when I go. And there, he started telling me to go something to do work. There he didn't work all his life. He wasn't really mad, but he didn't work in his eye. And then he started with the same thing. And he had a problem to go something. He worked.
He wasn't used to physical work. He wasn't used to doing anything. Yeah.
So he started to work a little. He looked for a job, not to work service.
Mm-hmm.
So he worked a little here, but not service.
Mm-hmm. But it was hard for him to come from Europe to here where it was too goyish for him, he didn't know anybody was
so
unhappy.
So he worked a little, but not much.
Mm-hmm. Well, that must have been very hard for an older person coming from Europe to Ireland.
He said, you're going to go back, sure. He said, you're going to go back to your best province. And they keep the Jewish people in that city.
Mm-hmm.
They tell them they're going to go to another city to take it to work.
Mm-hmm.
And they wasn't at the station. So the Jewish people, you know, they killed the wife. That's wonderful.
I'm sure. Did your other brothers and sisters ever come over?
No, my sisters were, you know, when the problems were there, they ran away, not from that city, she was in another city, they ran away in another city there.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother was in that city, they ran away to the big city, Moscow, if you will.
Yeah.
So you lived there in Moscow.
Did you hear from him then?
So, a few years ago.
Good. But you heard from him all these years?
Yeah, yeah. Me and Pierre Moscow, yes, they have a daughter. His wife. I don't know if she died a couple of years ago, you know, she did. Yes, there was a daughter and a son in Moscow. But she died, I don't know. And her sister died, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. Those were hard times for the Jewish people.
Yeah.
And your sister that was here, is she still alive?
No, she lived in Jewish people.
She's still there?
She's still in California.
Well, thank you very much, Mrs. Wendell.